Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. Reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Don't deceive yourselves by only hearing what the Word says, but do it." Turn to your Bible to Nahum. We're going to begin studying and meditating and reading chapter 2. Let's go to God's holy throne, asking Him in prayer for wisdom and guidance. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, Adonai, we come to you asking first that you forgive us for all our sins. Forgive us for everything that we have done that to displease you, everything we have said that displeased you. Heavenly Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, that you have mercy upon us and that your grace will come upon us, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you give me the words to speak and not speak, Lord God. Pray that your voice will come through my vocal cords to help ones who want to come to know you. Give me the words to speak, Lord God, that those who sincerely desire to know you in these last days that we are going through, Lord God, that we know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, is returning soon by the evidence of all the things that are happening on the earth today. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you help me, prepare me as you prepare me, prepare others to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you for all your mercy and grace, and we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for watching over us during the night as we were sleeping, Lord God. We thank you for having your angels surrounding and protecting us as we drive, as we walk, as we ride in our cars and walking on the ground, Lord God. Thank you for giving us feet to walk, Lord God. Have mercy on our souls, Lord God, when we do sin and we make mistakes, Lord God. We're trying our best to live a life that's pleasing to you, Lord God. Father God, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you would get the glory. You would get the glory in everything that I say and do. And Father God, I pray, Lord, that you bless all those who's hearing this message. I pray that they will heed this message, Lord God, in the name, the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Turn to your Holy Bible, the book of Nahum, and chapter 2. We're going to begin reading from verse 1. Reading from the Amplified Bible. He who dashes in pieces, that is the king of Medo-Babylon, is come up before your face, Nineveh. Keep the fortress and ramparts manned. Watch the road. Gird your loins. Collect and fortify all your strength and power mightily. For the Lord restores the excellency of Jacob as the excellence of ancient Israel. For plunderers have plundered them and emptied them out and outrageously destroyed their vine branches. The shields of the mighty men of Media and Babylon are dyed red. The valiant men are clothed in dyed scarlet. The chariots blaze with fire of steel on the day of his preparation for battle. And the officers' horses prance like a cypress fortress reeling in the wind. The chariots rage in confusion in the streets. They run to and fro in wild terror in the broad ways. They flash with steel, making them appear like torches. They rush in various directions, like forked lightnings. The Assyrian leader remembers and summons his bravest men. They stumble in their march. They hasten to the city's wall, and their movable defense shelter is prepared and set up. The gates of or dams of the rivers surrounding and guarding Nineveh are open, and the imperial palace of sun-dried brick is dissolved by the torrents and is in dismay. It is decreed. She, Nineveh, is stripped and removed, and her maids are lamenting and moaning like doves, softly for fear, beating upon their breasts and hearts. And Nineveh, like a standing pool, are her waters, and her inhabitants are fleeing away. Stand, stand firm, a few cry, but no one looks back or causes them to return. Take the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is no end of the treasure, the glory and wealth of all the precious furnishings. Emptiness, desolation, utter waste, hearts faint and knees smite together, and anguish is in all loins, and the faces of all grow pale. This is a description of what is going to happen to Nineveh. The prophet's description uses every resource of sound and vision. We can see and hear and almost smell the onslaught. Once God had used the armies of Syria to punish his people, now the forces attacking Nineveh are his instruments. Blood and thunder, plunder, and desolation. The den of the Assyrian lion is no more. Nahum's scenes are vivid to the eye and to the imagination, even to the wailing slave girls. Continue reading Nahum chapter 2, starting with verse 11 from the Amplified Bible. Where is the den of the lions, which was the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion and the lioness walked, and the lions wept, and none made them afraid? The lion tore in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled prey for his lioness. He filled his caves with prey, and his dens with what he had seized and carried off. Behold, I am against you, Nineveh, says the Lord of hosts, and I will burn your chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. And I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall no more be heard. Let's go to another version of the Bible, the New International Version, and we're going to read from chapter 2, starting at verse 1. An attacker advances against you, Nineveh. Guard the fortress, watch the road, break and repent.